Islam, as a comprehensive and universal faith, provides a clear framework for how Muslims should view and interact with followers of other religions. It emphasizes respect, understanding, and the importance of conveying the message of Islam in a compassionate and non-coercive manner. This article explores Islamic teachings regarding interfaith relations, focusing on mutual respect, the importance of conveying truth, and avoiding harm to individuals and society. The Quranic Foundation, Freedom of Belief, Quran 2-256, there is no compulsion in religion. The right path has become distinct from the wrong path. This verse underscores the principle that faith cannot be forced upon anyone. It respects individual freedom to choose one's belief. Quran 2-257, Allah is the protector of those who have faith. From the depths of darkness He will lead them forth into light. This verse highlights that guidance comes from Allah and that Muslims should focus on being conduits of this guidance rather than enforcers. Respect for other religions, prohibition of insulting other beliefs, Quran 6-108, and do not insult those they invoke other than Allah, lest they insult Allah in enmity without knowledge. This verse instructs Muslims to refrain from speaking ill of other religions and deities, emphasizing mutual respect to maintain peace and dialogue. Acknowledgement of commonalities, Quran 3:64, say, O people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we worship none but Allah, that we associate no partners with Him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than Allah. This verse encourages finding common ground with followers of other monotheistic religions, promoting unity and understanding. Responsibilities of Muslims, learning and teaching, promoting good and forbidding evil. Muslims are encouraged to learn and teach about what is right and wrong. This includes understanding and practicing Islamic teachings, as well as sharing them with others in a respectful manner. Conveying the message, Muslims should convey the existence and attributes of Allah, including His role as the Rabb, Lord, and other divine attributes. This should be done without argument, focusing on friendly reminders and compassionate dialogue. Avoiding harmful practices. Practical examples. Community engagement. Muslims are encouraged to participate in interfaith events, volunteer in community service projects, and collaborate on initiatives that benefit society, showcasing the positive impact of Islamic values. Personal conduct, exemplifying good character and ethical behavior in daily interactions, can serve as a powerful testimony to the values of Islam. This includes being honest, kind, and fair in all dealings. Conclusion: Islam teaches respect and compassion towards followers of other religions, emphasizing the importance of conveying the message of Islam through peaceful and respectful means. By understanding and applying these principles, Muslims can foster positive relationships, promote mutual understanding, and contribute to a harmonious society. This approach not only honors the teachings of Islam but also paves the way for meaningful and constructive interfaith dialogue.